feel very inspired to do a meditation where we connect with the energy of our ancestors. There are some cultures where connecting with the ancestors, it's intuitive, it's innate, it's even done on a daily basis. But often, at least in my culture growing up, we didn't reach out to the ancestors to connect. But we can make that available to us now. So let's use this time to invite the energy of all those ancestors that have gone before us. I invite you to close your eyes and simply reflect and think about your biological family tree. You have parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, a very long lineage of all of those in your biological tree that are your ancestors. So let us give thanks first of all, thanks and gratitude. I am here, I exist because of your existence. Thank you for this gift that I have today. And let us invite the wisdom they have and the love that their soul carries to descend upon us. You may even wish to hold your hands out to receive the gift of love and wisdom from your biological ancestors. And so now let us reflect on all the experiences our Akash carries. And in these Akashic experiences, we can have, let's call them Akashic ancestors. And they too have gifts of love and wisdom. Let us give gratitude and thanks, first of all, that we have gone through such amazing experiences. And you may wish to place your hands out as you now ask to be delivered the gift of love and wisdom from your Akashic ancestors. And finally, let us not forget our spiritual ancestors, the Pleiadian star mothers that came as part of a loving plan to give us the seeds of divinity, that we may one day have the opportunity to awaken to the Creator inside. And so I give gratitude and thanks to the Pleiadian star mothers, and you may wish to hold out your hands as we now ask for a gift to receive the love and wisdom from our spiritual ancestors. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for these beautiful gifts. And with the energy of these gifts integrating into your system, we now receive the gift from Kryon's message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We would like to continue this week a subject that we started this month. Each of these channels will be about the same subject, but unique in the attributes. So for those who have not heard the others, I'll give you this. This particular channel is something that is a subject that is new on the planet, and you may not think so. I am repeating now what I've given you before. The newness of this is the attributes of the planet have changed. Imagine, if you wish, that all of a gardener knows, or those who will grow crop knows, what if that was enhanced suddenly by the planet itself, where the rain came down and it was just filled with nutrients that had never been seen before, making the crops grow 3 to 4 times what they did and faster than they ever did. A manifestation of anything planted that just races to the surface, amazing it would be. I want you to think that way. We've used that before, that particular metaphor. I want you to think again that way with what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to call it the power of life, enhanced by light energy. There's two elements to this channel. The power of life on this planet, you, your life, and light energy that you carry. Both of those attributes are greatly enhanced past anything they've ever been. In the channel before, and those before, when we've talked about this and we have given you this information, we began by telling you things are different on the planet. That the power of life, you being here, carries an amazing influence on everything. And so the four channels this month will talk about four of the attributes of that influence. And this one will be different from the one before, or the one that'll follow. But this is one of our favorites. If it's true that your life on this planet now means something more to the energy around you, to your culture, to other humans, to Gaia itself, that means that what you can do here, you really haven't been told about. Not really. What if you, because of your life and your light energy here, could make bigger differences than any past life you've ever had, or that anything you've been told about? And that is the premise here, dear ones. That you, carrying life itself, are seen different by spirit, by the energy of that which is esoteric. Picture for a moment if more of your soul energy could be here on the planet than ever before. That multidimensionality of who you are. What if more of that, the magic of that, the divinity of that, suddenly was enhanced? Now, for those of you who have heard this before and have followed my channeling, who know the lineage of my messages, my instructions, this won't be that mysterious. You've had part of your multidimensional cellular structure awaken in the last year. That is part of it. This was by design, that there would come a time when the chromosomes that are invisible, the 24th pair, would awaken, and that they would cooperate in a way on this planet that you didn't expect, and they would need to, they would have to. And that at the same time you saw this great light happening, that life itself would mean more and that light energy would start to appear and work in magical ways. At the same time, dark would get darker and light would get lighter. Have you seen that? Do you know what I'm talking about? Again, I'll say it. Have you seen any forces on this planet invested in holding you back to your father's generation or his father's generation? And the answer is, it's everywhere. And that should be the proof, dear ones, because it surprised so many of you, the proof that what I am saying is real, that there would come a time when dark and light would start to split apart because light would start winning. And darkness would present itself in such a way that you would say, what has happened recently where there are so many ugly things starting to happen? Why would you have more life and light at this time? This is the shift, but that's not the only reason. There are so many who need your light. Did you know that the light that you carry, the light energy in the life force that you have, can be sent very, very efficiently to those who need it? Are there those right now who need it on the planet, who need comfort and peace after what has happened? And you'd say, oh, yes, they're everywhere. Well, maybe that's why you have that extra light. Can people really receive peace after some of the things that have gone on in their countries or their areas? Is it possible? And the answer is more now than ever before, and it falls on the shoulders of those who carry that light and that life. Remember, their biological structure has also been enhanced. That means that their antennas are out to receive what you send. That is more than it's ever been before. They can receive it better than ever before. They don't even know anything about what we're talking about. They just know that they are receiving healing, and they're receiving comfort, and they're receiving peace, and they're so thankful. And it's coming from so many who are starting to realize this life energy is spectacularly different than ever before. So what is the subject this month? It's one that we also carry over into that which we call the Circle of 12. But appropriately, it's about Gaia. What if this particular enhancement that you've received is starting to enhance the partnership you have with the Earth? And why would that be needed and necessary? There are so many of you who are looking at climate change. There are so many of you who are worried and fearful about this and that. Let me tell you, your partner knows all of that. How would you like to have a life force, a light force, both of them together, and sending them right into the planet itself, speaking to the dirt of the earth where the ancestors are, where they come to you and they said, this climate change we have seen before. Here is our advice. And they start talking to you in a way that makes so much sense. Don't be afraid of that which is coming, because here's what's coming. Here's what you can do. We were there to see the last cycle. Have you thought of that? Has anyone thought of that? That the answers to all of this might come from the ancestors who have been there and done that and know the advice to give you about not just a greener earth, but a way of surviving that which may be coming. Dear ones, I give you this information in love, but I tell you, this is new. This power of life that you have, this new light energy that you carry, has never been seen to this extent with any human beings on planet Earth. This is new. It comes from enhancements on the planet. It comes from the shift enhancement. It comes from the enhancement in your biology. It gives you much better ability to help others in trouble. And now this one, this subject for this week, to do something that will then cooperate with the partnership you have, not just with the planet, but to begin to see the ancestors, and I call them ancestors in the dirt. Ask the ancestors what that means. And they'll tell you it means that all of the wisdom that has ever been goes back to dust and goes into the planet and into the earth, where it can be reborn in certain ways, both in humanity and in the way Gaia speaks to you. Perhaps it's time to renew that, which is your relationship with the planet itself, the Gaia energy. All of these things, dear ones, are new. And the attributes I bring you this month in the various subjects, one of them being tonight, which is Gaia, are new. There's more. Next time we'll talk about it again. Dear ones, I want you to understand this is not simply another channel. This series is about you. It's about something that is so, so splendorous. What a word. About the power of the human being that is new on the planet. But you knew that, didn't you? I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.